You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1456.
Your job as an entrepreneur, and especially if you're a solopreneur, time is like your most important thing. Your ability to close a big, fat, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $100,000 deal face-to-face with a seller or training a sales rep to do that for you are your highest paid activities.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
So today we're going to talk about the five signs that your wholesaling business is trending in the wrong direction and how to fix it. And so I got to tell you, there have been times in my business where I felt lost, right? Where all of a sudden it seemed like maybe, you know, the money wasn't coming in or I was in a funk or, you know, I didn't like the business as much. I was confused. I had shiny object syndrome. And I'm like, maybe I should be doing something else. And I got to tell you, that's natural, right? We are entrepreneurs. Most of you listening to this, and yes, I'm talking to you listening to this, we have this, you know, ADD, these entrepreneurial ADD, and we couldn't go get jobs. And so we adapted to become wonderful entrepreneurs. But no one taught us the natural business skills to learn how to effectively run a business. And more importantly, no one taught us the psychology skills of, number one, recognizing things in ourselves, but also recognizing things in our business that we need to change. So here are the five things that your wholesaling business is trending in the wrong direction and how to fix them. So the number one thing that things are trending in the wrong direction are that your leads are down. And people say, Todd, well, how do I know this? Well, the answer is you need to be tracking this weekly. Okay. I don't want you to say, I think leads are down, or I've got a gut feeling leads are down, because I can tell you that the majority of you listening to this do not track your leads weekly. So every Monday morning, same time, same way, have an Excel spreadsheet, and the leads that you got the week prior need to be reported. Okay, in relation to the prior week, the prior week, the prior week, and the prior week. Numbers without context mean nothing. A more simple way to say that is, if you don't know how many leads you did last week and the week before and the week before and the week before that, this week means nothing because you can't spot trends. Okay, so you need to do it every single week. Don't do it every single quarter, right? And look back, because you need to recognize this. You need to spot it. And if there's a problem, you've got to make a change now. So set it up every single week, review your numbers. And that is especially when it comes to leads. I'm going to give you a little hack here. And if you're anything like me, the idea of reporting or getting that data makes you feel sick. Okay. If you feel like you have to go into a CRM or count leads or, you know, pull a report or put something in a sales spreadsheet, it's not going to happen, right? And if you like that stuff, I would doubt your ability to be an entrepreneur. Naturally, you're like, I hate that stuff. And that's good, because someone who loves this can do it a lot cheaper than you. So you want to delegate this. You want to give this to somebody on your team. Or if you don't have somebody on your team, you've got to get a good virtual assistant who can help you. There's a lot of good people in the Philippines who would love, love, love a job like this, reporting on every metric in your business, including leads. All right, number two, you feel scattered. Now, this is one where you do not want to let your emotions over control you, but the feeling of anxiety or pressure or running around like a chicken with your head cut off, or you feel like you are spinning your wheels, right? You're working 80 hours a week and not making any money. This is a huge, huge red flag. And I find that people are scattered for a couple of reasons. Number one, they let everyone's failure to prepare, failure to plan become their emergency. Your job as an entrepreneur, and especially if you're a solopreneur, time is like your most important thing. Your ability to close a big, fat, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $100,000 deal face-to-face with a seller or training a sales rep to do that for you are your highest paid activities. If you feel like you are checking email here, calling the title company here or the lawyer, and all of a sudden you're trying to fill out a contract for a buyer or you got to fill out a signature for a closing, or you've got to pay a notary or a contractor or a vendor, right? You're mailing and you're trying to pay these bills all over the place and you're not able to focus on those revenue producing activities. Man, oh man, you are scattered. So the first thing I tell people is like, if you're feeling scattered and your business is headed in the wrong direction, I want you to focus on your top 20 or 30 leads. I'm going to call it top 20. You want to go into your database, your CRM, your list of sellers, and find your top 20 leads. What are top 20 leads? People who need to sell in the next 30 to 60 days. And I want you to highlight those, or however you do it. And I want you to go in and look at those 20 leads and say, what is the very next thing that needs to happen to push this deal forward? And so if you don't know, get on the phone with that seller. Have a conversation, ask the seller what the next step is in their decision-making process. Okay, that's a whole nother talk on getting commitments from sellers. And by the way, I highly recommend that everyone on this podcast purchase the No Limit Selling System. Okay, if you want to know more about that, go to nolimitssalesystem.com to check that out /backdoor. But it is really, really, really important that you go. Now, once you have those top 20 or 30, you're like laser focused, right? You're like, nothing else matters. I need to generate revenue. I need to close deals, okay, and get out of this negative trend. Then once you focus on those 20 or 30, right, the phone is going to ring, right? It's okay. Let it ring. And what I mean by that is not literally, right, in terms of non-revenue producing tasks can wait if you don't have help right now. Now, I highly recommend that everybody here gets a virtual assistant and someone to handle administrative tasks. But if you don't have one right now, first of all, say I'm going to get one. But if you don't, then you need to focus on the revenue and you need to close deals and you need to get those deals to closing. Let the non-urgent important tasks push those off and don't let other people's emergency become your emergency. Get focused on closing deals. The number three is, this might seem obvious, but revenue is down, right? Revenue is down. Now, remember how I talked about having all your data with your leads? So what you want to do is track the last 4 weeks of revenue. Now, notice I didn't say last month's revenue. The reason why we do 4 weeks is because let's say it's August, right? And it's August 20th. If I say last month's revenue, I'm looking at July. Right, from July 1 to July 30, I'm already 3 weeks behind. But if I do the last 4 weeks revenue, right, I have July 15th, July 21st, August 7th, and August 15th, those last 4 weeks, you see how that's rolling? It's more accurate, it's more current. So I can pivot. So I would have your assistant or you if you have to, but get away from that, put it on your spreadsheet that you look at every single Monday in correlation to every single week prior. Now, I hear a lot of people like, I don't want to let my VA see how much money I'm making. Oh, I got to tell you, this is one of the silliest things I've ever heard. And by the way, I could relate. I used to feel that way, but I want my revenue there. I want my team to see the revenue. If they see a problem, I want them to tell me. I want them to understand that. So that's very important. If someone cares how much money you're making, then they're the wrong team member. So find the right people who want to root for you and be on your team. And they want you to make a lot of money and succeed. All right. Number four, this one hits hard because I love sales and I love salespeople. But if all of a sudden you hear from yourself or an acquisition person, the leads suck. Nobody's motivated. that's a bunch of malarkey, right? It means that people need a checkup from the neck up. It means their brain is telling themselves, oh, the market's changing or people aren't motivated or they're not ready to sell. And so the answer to that is, well, most people aren't ready to sell. But all you need today is one. You could talk to 30 people today, and only one of those need to be motivated for you to push that sale to close. And so the leads don't suck. If you've ever seen that movie, Gary Glenn Ross, there's an awesome scene that I just love. And they're one of the sales people go to the manager. He goes, "The leads suck." And then the manager looks at the salesperson and he goes, "No, you suck," which is like my favorite scene from that movie. But it is just a phenomenal scene. So remember, you only need one. Get yourself in the mindset. I got to tell you, when I'm training my salespeople, my acquisitions managers, you know, they talk to 30 people. Only one out of 30 really has a problem that you could solve. So understand that. And then you're looking for the one. Use the sales system that I talk about on this podcast to find those right people, ask the right questions, and sharpen your skills. Because that's what it comes down to. If you say the leads suck, that takes you out of power. If you say, I need to sharpen up on my sales skills and get better and find the motivated people so that I could be a better of my steward time, now you take control. Okay, so go ahead and train yourself. Lastly, you're not engaged or distracted. If all of a sudden you find yourself wanting to go to new markets before you've mastered your own, you want to go to new niches, you want to trade Bitcoin when you're a real estate wholesaler, or you want to maybe, you know, get into another business altogether, right? That's a distraction. Focus on this machine. Now, I'm a believer in buying commercial real estate. I love to do that. I specialize in mobile home parks, but I love my wholesaling business. You've got to stay focused. This thing can generate a tremendous amount of money. You just got to give it love. So let me review. Number one, if your leads are down, you got to take action. You only know that if you're watching those numbers. Number two, you feel scattered. If you feel scattered, make sure that you focus on those top 20 or 30 leads, focus on revenue, and get some administrative help. Number three, revenue is down. Okay, remember, make sure you're tracking the last 4 weeks instead of the last month. There's a difference there. Again, make sure someone does it for you and brings that to your attention. Number four, you tell yourself or your team is telling you the leads suck. That's probably not the case. Focus on your sales skills. Get focused. Ask the right questions. Remember, you're only looking at about one out of 30. Number five, you find yourself not engaged or distracted, or you're looking at other business opportunities. Get focused. Okay. Give this business love and it will feed you. It will make you money. And you owe it to your team too. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you want to hook up with me in that Facebook group, go to wholesalinginkgroup.com. Hit me up at Todd Toback, and I will talk to you on the next episode.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.